Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What are you thinking here? What do you want to talk about?
So, did you see, you know how much I love U2, right? Not you, but U2, the band?
Yes.
Did you see, you probably didn't see this, but Rolling Stone sent out, if you follow them on Twitter, Rolling Stone magazine showed this video of Bono, I don't know, that's a diss or dat. It doesn't matter to me, but I think both are acceptable. Same as like Lindros. But anyway, so Bono writes this song about Dublin and like how the streets are empty and just, you know, it's like just a piano thing.
Yep.
And I mean, it sounded, it was, I don't know, like I wanted to kind of burn my U2 records after that.
Why?
His voice sounded like junk. Literally junk.
But so are you talking like what? The song was not good or his voice was not good?
I think the song was rushed. Okay. His voice was like you know, when I think U2, now I know the edge is a huge part of it, but reaching those really, really high notes.
Yes.
And it just sounded like he tried to get there, but he had like, it was like he was in Vegas the night before and he was out yelling and like, you know, talking to buddies. And he just kind of had the raspy voice, the Vegas voice, as we would call it in the locker room after a night out.
How old is Bono?
I don't know. I don't feel like he's ever aged since I've gotten to know him.
59 years old.
Wow. How are you getting this information so fast? Is someone telling you this in your ear?
No, I have a computer here. That's what they're for. You look up information. You don't know that.
The old Google. You got the Google going?
The old Google, yeah.
So, can I tell you one thing that I like news that's gone on around the sports world? And first of all, let me just say this. I think there's been like mixed emotions about the NFL still operating. I mean, I think people think it's insensitive. Do you think it's insensitive? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Let me answer first. I don't. I think it's like an escape for people. The NFL is loved by millions and millions of people. And, you know, there are people that are talking about, and I heard the discussion yesterday. And I don't think they're wrong. I don't think their thoughts and feelings are wrong. I understand where they're coming from. But I kind of think the NFL in full operation mode with free agency, I think it's been a nice escape for people to talk about things. I mean, I saw one video of a little boy wearing a Bills jersey, and his favorite player in the NFL is Stefon Diggs. And he woke up the next morning, the dad got the camera going, and he records his son's reaction when he hears about the Bills trading for Stefon Diggs. It's Stefon Diggs, right? Diggs? Okay. So, and the kid goes bananas. And I mean, it's like, yeah, he's probably unaware of the severity of the situation, why he's not going to school. So kids are probably just happy to not have school, and they're kind of unaware of the chaos that's going on around the world. But the kid probably realizes that there's fear going on. He probably hears the conversation of his parents with the coronavirus nonstop because that's all we talk about. And here's this kid able to show like elation over a sport and shut down. So I feel differently because we live in sports and we don't necessarily talk football, but I mean, I don't know. You get my point? I don't know. Sorry, I feel like I'm taking up all the phone.
What's the question that you're asking me? Like,
no, there's no question in there. But I mean, I guess, I don't know. Did you have an opinion on this? Like when it comes to, you know, viewing it as an escape, or is it insensitive? Should they not be doing this? Should the NFL have put free agency on hold in your eyes?
Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, at this time, I think the NHL unrestricted free agency has been a major, major help for so many people just that are sitting at home. And some people are going to be able to work from home with their computers and stuff, but some can't. And there's a lot of time spent doing a lot of nothing. And I believe that the NFL, I mean, there's so many people that love to watch the NFL. And to see, you know, all these signings for the different teams and to actually be a part of it and be on whatever site you're on to keep up on it, I think it's been a big, big help for people that are at home in quarantine.
So let me tell you something else, too, like when it comes to sports and the NFL. One thing that I never thought I'd ever see, and I saw Tom Brady's first game here in Buffalo. I came to the Bills game. I'm almost certain that it was his first year. It was just a field goal game. It was like 12-6 or 12-9. I don't know who won the game. I know that somebody absolutely killed somebody on the sideline with an unbelievable hit. The guy's helmet popped off. And okay, yeah. Brady's first game in Buffalo. And I think, so I've kind of lived in the U.S., and that was in 2000, I think, 2001, 2002, maybe that year after when Bledsoe got hurt. And all I can remember, all I've thought about in the last 5 years, but I don't really talk about because I'm like a, I live in Buffalo, I follow the Bills, but I'm like a casual football fan when it comes to league-wide football. But I always watch the playoffs and the Super Bowl. And I always wondered, how will the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era end? When will it end?
Yep.
Can I even envision it ending? I mean, I certainly didn't think it would end with Tom Brady making an announcement on St. Paddy's Day,
yeah,
by the way, which you talk about Boston and St. Paddy's Day and that whole area. It's like they're all Irish.
You talk about people getting intoxicated. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's going to another level now that Tom Brady has come out and sent that text or tweet out to every buddy, you know, in the fan base. I mean, that's a devastating blow to this organization. It's an end of an era, 20 years of excellence. And I mean, Tom Brady is the epitome of excellence in the NFL.
Like, what's the comparison in the NHL? Like, for me, it's not necessarily like coach player. But it's in our era right now, it's Malkin Crosby. Like that, or Taves Kane. I mean,
I don't think those guys do justice to a Bill Belichick, Tom Brady.
Think about what Brady has meant to the Patriots and think about what Crosby has meant to the Penguins. Like it's.
Yeah, like, but I'm going to tell you, I believe, that, and this is just my opinion, that I believe that Tom Brady has well surpassed a storied career of Sidney Crosby in the NHL. I think that Tom Brady is going down without question in history as the best player to ever play in the league.
Yeah, listen, I
agree. I'm not saying the most athletic. I'm saying the most. He has been the best player,
the most dominant player. By far, the most dominant. But I guess my point is, it's not comparing who's meant more to their teams. And I don't want the conversation to be skewed that way. I think it's for me, it's more about like modern day value to an organization of a player or a team losing a player like this and just never really envisioning it. Like for instance, I could never envision Tom Brady wearing another jersey. I mean, how weird was it when Gretzky put on the, where did he get traded to? St. Louis,
LA,
and then St. Louis. And then, but I mean, Gretzky got traded to LA in, and I was still young enough to kind of absorb hockey from there on as not even really knowing him as an Oiler. Because that was like early 80s into mid 80s. And then he goes, like, I'm 9 and 10 years old when Gretzky goes to the Kings. So for me, Gretzky's a King. Like, Gretzky, he's not an Oiler to me. I know he played for the Oilers. I know he had his most amazing numbers with the Oilers. You got 5 years on me, Riv.
Oh, man, I don't even know what you're talking about right now. I get it when he went to L.A. Gretzky changed hockey.
What I'm saying, what?
I know that what you're saying about L.A. Wayne Gretzky is Edmonton, period. I don't care where he played after that. I don't care about the Rangers in St. Louis.
But what I'm saying is I know that, but I don't know that as a spectator or a fan of the game. Like, at 7, 8, 9 years old, you're not really staying up until 10 o'clock at night to watch the Oilers play. You're in bed. Like, you heard it. You saw the highlights, but you could never appreciate it. Then as you get older and he's playing in L.A., you're staying up at night. You're 12 years old. It's 1992. You know, he's getting 160 points, 93. He's playing the Leafs in the playoffs. I mean, Gretzky, to me, is more identified as a King than an Oiler. But I know what you're saying. So we got off topic on this, but it all circles back to Tom Brady. I can't believe it's over, I think is what I'm saying. I don't care where he goes. And I feel like the same went for Peyton Manning with me.
Yeah, you know, listen, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to see Tom Brady. I think that Tom Brady has a little bit of pressure. Not that he certainly didn't have pressure playing in New England all those years, but I think that Tom Brady has pressure going to another team, trying to fit into that organization at the ripe age of what? What is he, 42? I mean, how much does he have left in the tank? And it's going to be interesting and certainly exciting for all NFL fans to watch to see how the Buccaneers do.
You know what I think about Brady going to Tampa Bay?
What?
Tell me what you think. I think it will benefit him in Tampa Bay. The heat, 8 games a year will be in warmer climate, which on an older body, this isn't a Riv joke here, older body takes a little more, that cold weather, he goes out there, the stiff back, the tight knee. I mean, does the climate, you think, have anything to do with it? Tax? I don't know. Just want to live in Florida. Is this his retirement plan, maybe?
I mean, I'll tell you this. Like, when you think about Tom Brady and going to the Buccaneers and living there for a year, tax purposes, and you don't know how Tom Brady has all his money invested and how all that is set up. I mean, he might be able to do certain things tax-wise that he could be changing over a lot of money. I don't know how that works, but I mean, there's tax benefits of playing for Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'll tell you this: when you look at the Tampa Bay offense this last year, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, I mean, those are two of the very best receivers in all of football. I mean, he is going to have elite targets to throw the ball to. And I mean, there's going to be no one better. So, I mean, I can't wait to watch him play his first game. It'll be, without question, probably one of the most watched games in the last 20 years is the first game that Tom Brady plays for the Bucs.
Yeah, I'll be watching that game. I'll be watching. By the way, say what you want, but my brother Jeff messaged me. He said, you're right. He's a King as much as an Oiler. He took you. Oh, and he said Riv can thank his time in San Jose to Gretzky, by the way. Like, to me, Gretzky's an Oiler or a King. Oh, like for some reason, and I don't know. Like, I think there's, like, it's going to be that era. I mean, it's like people that grew up watching the Leafs or the Calgary Flames. Like, they're not going to think of Doug Gilmour as a Calgary Flame. He's a Leaf too to me. He won the cup in like, you know what I mean? It's just,
I understand that. But when you, and I know what Gretzky did for the game of hockey. But Gretzky did things in Edmonton that will never be done again. Never be done again. Third year in the league, he had 212 points.
Okay, what year? What year? Now I'm going to get nasty. What year?
81-82.
Riv, I had 7 career points. If I played in 81-82, I would have had 50 in one season. Don't give me this 81-82.
Oh, my God. Are you going to be that guy? Are you going to be that guy that's going to tell me, oh, listen, if I played back in 60, I'd have 180 points.
I don't know what that is. But on that note, we're going to put a break, I guess. But you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. We need to be a hammer. Be back. Braden, take us away.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don't stop. Keep going. You need to record that for the people.
Hello. We're back.
Hi, Riv. It's Petey.
Hey, what are you doing today?
Not much. What are you up to? I'm just hanging out at home here. We're not supposed to leave the house, eh? So I can't come over.
Yeah, that's what people are saying, but, you know.
I see you in checkers anyway and chess, so I'm not interested.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, someone messaged me and told me, I got to read this to you. Remember that Tom Brady hit I was telling you about? Or not that Tom Brady hit, but his first game here in Boston. So people listening have messaged, like Mike messaged me. William messaged me, and they both said they called me Andre. Sorry, they must have forgot the W. Andre, the hit you were referring to in 2000 was Nate Clements on Tom Brady. And then someone else said it was Brady who lost his helmet and he was hit by Antoine Winfield. I don't know which one it is. They both sound right, but I guess it was Brady that got rocked that game. But all I remember.
Have you seen the hit?
Have you seen it?
They sent a tweet out to me, and let me tell you, Brady gets destroyed by Nate Clements, and the helmet went 50 feet in the air. And I'm going to tell you right now, the mood that's going on watching this right now, seeing Brady get lit up like this, it's legendary.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The guy from the Bills that hit him was like number 20 or something.
28 maybe.
Okay. I knew it was number 20 something. I was sitting in
for 23. I'm not 100% sure.
I was sitting in whatever the heated seat section was. Like, I think we had access to the Jim Kelly Club, and Dr. Cappuccino, who was the doctor for the Bills at the time, he's the same doctor who saved Kevin Everett, and or was working with the Bills when Kevin Everett got hit and helped save him. He did my back surgery back in 2000. So yep. I hooked up with some tickets that one year because Doug Janik is from Massachusetts and loved the Patriots. So we went to the game. I asked for tickets to the Pats game. We went. We were sitting in the whatever. The seats were like red, obviously, and it was the heated seats. And I swear to you, I could hear the hit. Like, I heard, you know, when you're on the bench and your guy goes in the corner, you're like, oh my God, he's going to get smoked. And
you could hear it that high. Come on.
I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. You could hear the thud because it was a cold day. The score, it was a boring game. It was like, I don't know what the score was at the time, but there were only field goals.
I want to know, did Brady get up from this hit?
Yeah.
I'm watching. Someone send me a link. I'm watching this hit that Nate Clements puts on Brady. Brady's helmet is like 15 feet away from him, but it stops the clip. I want to know, did Brady get up from this hit?
Yes. Yes, he did. He finished that.
Wow.
It was Walt Harris who just tweeted me. It was Nate Clements in 2003, because maybe it wasn't Brady's first game then, but it was early on in his career. But it might have been his first game. I thought it was his first game because Janik, that's all he talked about, is about going to see Tom Brady play. And we went and we watched Brady play. And he wore number 22, and it was in 2003. Clemens was number 22. Alan just messaged me as well. Another Alan Henderson messaged me on Twitter as well.
Yeah, so we're talking.
That's the hardest hit I've ever seen in sports.
I don't know about that, but.
Okay. Brian Campbell, RJ Umberger, pretty well. Scott Stevens.
Scott Stevens, you can do Scott's the hardest hit in the history. I mean, we talking?
I'm saying that I've ever seen in my history of watching sports. Sorry if I worded that incorrectly again. Get off my back, man. We're doing a show over Skype, for God's sake. All over my gear today.
What's the hardest hit in sports?
Are you looking that up?
Yes, I am looking it up, but what do you think it is? I mean, is it going to be from hockey or is it going to be from football?
Let me ask you this. Here's an interesting question, and I don't know, it's a scientific question, so you and I probably shouldn't be having this talk, but I think we would probably be, what would be a harder way to get hit? On skates, where you can dig your blades into the ice, or on the field, where you can dig your cleats into the turf? Or into the grass, even. I don't know what it was back then, into the dirt. I mean, like, I don't know if a player, I think, I don't know, because I've never really run somebody over on my feet playing a sport on cleats. But I definitely, you know, in my day playing hockey, I've been run over, I can tell you that much.
Yes. I mean, there's a couple sports that you have to look at that you're going to be choosing from. Obviously, football is one of them. The way these men, they're genetic freaks, these guys. I mean, they are power beyond power. They're one of the best trained athletes in the world. And to have these guys running full tilt and catching a guy with his head down is serious.
The only question that needs to really be asked is, do you think that a guy running, like a safety, okay, take a safety, for instance, okay, yes, and you get a safety and he can just barrel up the field 30, 40 yards as hard as he can, keep his eye on the guy whose head is back looking for the ball and absolutely bury him. is going faster than a guy in the ice. I would say that he is, because I like the if you're hitting a guy going that fast in hockey, you're going to get a charging penalty.
Yeah, but this isn't about getting a penalty. This is about the hardest hits. I mean, the hardest hits in hockey.
But in hockey, it's more about how fast the guy with the puck is going versus in football, you have both guys moving at tremendous speeds. Like in hockey, you could have a guy drifting across the middle to pick up a puck and it gets thrown in his feet. And you have a guy that just literally stops, slams on the brakes, and then halts him in his tracks. Where in football, you have a guy who's actually running, angling his body and his feet and targeting the middle of the chest of a guy. Like, I think football, you get hit harder. In hockey, you might get hit more often, well, but in football, you get hit harder.
I was going to make my point. So, first of all, the football players are genetic freaks. They are incredible athletes, and they hit each other at full tilt, and there's damage done. Hockey players are on skates. Most of the most dangerous hits are coming at high speeds where two players are colliding. One player is getting the brunt of the hit. Where I think the hardest hitters ever are in either Australian rules football or rugby. These guys aren't wearing pads. There's no shoulder pads. There's no kidney pads. These guys are playing with t-shirts on, and they're doing damage to each other. There is no question about it. And once the hit is made and you're killing your opponent, it doesn't stop there. These guys are stepping on their face and their hands and this, that, and the other as they walk away. I mean, it is. Have you ever watched rugby before?
One of my best friends growing up was on the Canadian national team. Like, they talked about, like, gouging at guys' eyes, like, grabbing their testicles in like, the scrums. No, I'm not trying to be gross. I'm telling you that they're gross. That these guys are, like, they play, you know, they might, they're pretty dirty, okay, the way they play. They clean.
Well, that's my point. That's my point right now, Petey. You have a football player that goes and destroys a guy. Okay, the guy slowly gets up. What does he do? Everybody's patting each other on the butt and the head and, hey, you know, this, that. Like, these guys play extremely physical and nasty throughout the whistle, but once the whistle's done, everybody's tapping each other on the helmet. But I'll tell you, rugby or Australian rules football, that is a nasty, nasty sport. They're not wearing any pads. It's basically man versus man. And I'm going to tell you right now, go and look at the size of some of these guys that are playing in rugby.
The Jets drafted a guy. He was like 6'7", 280, and he ran, as to steal your words, he ran like a gazelle. Did you see this guy? Now, I don't know if he made the squad or not, but all I can tell you, rugby is unbelievable sport. It doesn't stop. It's not like they don't huddle up. They roll the ball back. They get it. Like, it's not only is it, if you notice, football, the players on football teams, the bodies have changed. Like, you don't have those really, really, really fat guys anymore. All these guys that are bigger, they can all move. They're all athletic. It's not like, let's take a great big guy and have him stand in front of the quarterback because no one can move him. But in rugby, you have these men that are enormous, but they can all move. They're all trim. If you look at the thickest rugby player looks like a linebacker in football. Like, they're not enormous, and they constantly have to run, and they're constantly moving. And that's the best part about rugby, is that it's nonstop. It's always going. I've seen a few rugby games in my day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I guess.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I'm really not sure I would like that sport.
Rugby?
Yeah. I'm 200 and, you know, 30 pounds at 6'2". That being said, it seems like when you look at the rugby players, their bottom ends, their legs are like tree trunks, big butts. They're very powerful. They all look like they're 250, 260, but they all look
afraid. They're not afraid to show those quads off either. They're wearing like Bjorn Borg Wimbledon shorts every single day. These things are like right up all the way mid quad. My point is though, Riv, with the rugby players is that they're all a little, they're all like a little scribbly.
They're all a little loony. You gotta be.
You can see those guys when they walk around, they got the ears like this, the cauliflower ear. They love it.
These guys, because those guys are getting punched in the ear. Have you ever seen the guys that put a round of tape around their head, yeah, around their forehead, and it's to basically keep their ears down?
I know.
So somebody doesn't rip their ear off. What kind of sport is that? You want to be a part of a sport where you got to tape your ears down so somebody doesn't rip it off?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fair enough. I was going to do a buy-sell trade because we have to do one of those. Buy-sell trade would be presented by Buffalo Sports. You know what to do. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway. Sounds weird doing like kind of like a live read while being on the phone with you, eh?
Yeah.
You take a casual conversation and you – and like it's like this phone call brought to you by Buffalo Sports. Anyway, I was going to say though, buy sell trade. Football hits are harder than hockey hits, or hockey hits are harder than football hits. What?
If you want, I would
come up with one. We have like one more.
I'm not shaking my head because it's a bad question. I'm shaking my head because I really don't know. I think number one,
we're not supposed to know. That's the fun in it. We get everyone else's
number opinion. One, the person that's making the hit in football is 10 times more powerful than any hockey player. That's number one. So when I look at, you know, 180, 90, 200 pound guy that's making a body check to another player, and then think about,
okay, so you're telling me Patty Coletta, who was absolutely train wrecked and destroyed people. I'm talking about the clean hits.
Yep. He's
6 feet. He's 6'1". I'm going to give Patty 6'1". He's 198 pounds. I remember working out with Patty when he was train wrecking people, and he was like a bone rack. He could eat McDonald's every day because he couldn't put on weight.
He is a turd burglar when compared to these guys. That these guys are machines. We're talking Patty Coletta as being a danger. Yes, he is dangerous. That being said, these NFL players are serious. They're animals. They are genetic freaks. There's power that's built in these bodies, and they've been taught from the youngest age of how to hit properly. And I think they're very dangerous. I would say that football players are certainly more dangerous than hockey. The hits.
Why don't you take the risk and throw the buy sell trade out there? It sounds like you're buying.
I'm going to buy this. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to buy it too. But
Patty Coletta is a great hitter, but you know what, I'm going to tell you.
Instantly I regret saying that. I'm going to take that back and I'm actually going to trade it. All depends on who's doing the hitting. It all depends.
Way to go, Humpty Dumpty.
But it's a safe Humpty Dumpty. Speaking of Humpty Dumpty.
Very, very safe.
Speaking of Humpty Dumpty, half a bag of the family size salt and vinegars last night. I don't know if they were Humpty. I think they were Lay's. I think. I don't know. But either way, not a good day.
He's saying not a good day. I'm going to tell you right now. That is a fantastic day when you have a night. You got to be in the right mood for a salt and vinegar chip because it's vinegary.
Tasty. Well, yeah. And your new favorite word, hence the word vinegar. Hey, I'm going to talk to you in 5 more minutes. Promise me or answer your phone, because as awkward as this is, it would be way more awkward doing this alone.
Yeah. Do we have any more buy sell trades?
Well, we're normally good for one. Well, actually, we're normally good for half.
Why don't we throw a couple quick ones out before we go to break here, or do we have to go right now?
We probably should go now. I'm just so blown away at how comfortable you are over the phone versus in studio, because now you're actually producing something.
Well, let me throw one out before we go.
Go for it.
So Austin Matthews was completely on fire. Rick Vibe has a goal record for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And would Austin Matthews have broken the Rick Vibe goal record? And I think it's at 54, if I'm not mistaken. Do you think Austin Matthews would have beat that record?
Wow.
He's at 48 right now. Or no, 47. He's at 47 goals right now. Rick Vibe has the franchise record at 54. Seven snipies. And what, 15 games for the Maple Leafs? What
no, do you think? He would get that? He would not. He wouldn't have. You know why? Because like you mentioned, the season gets harder. Games get harder. He'll be harder checked. What did he need? Seven? No, he wouldn't have done it. Although, and I like Rick Vibes, so I'm not giving up that record. So, anyway.
Yeah. Riff, all right, buddy.
You can answer your own buy-sell trade on the other side of the break because we got to go.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. What this has been all day, just radio blah blah.
I love coming in with music. Is that not the greatest?
Changes my mood.
It does change your mood because you are one of the, you love music. Like when every single solitary morning for the last 4 years that we've been doing this, we do our rundown, we talk about what we're going to do, and every single solitary morning you play music, but I think you have a wide genre of music.
Last minute of play, yeah, the show.
I like a lot of different stuff, but I, you know what, Riff? I just think that, like, for some reason in my life, like, the phone has taken over my car. All these years, it's like you get in the car and it's like people call, you got to talk on the phone. I have shut my phone off in the car, like going to work, going to drop my son off at school or pick him up from school. I just have music on. I'm sick of just always being on the phone with people. So the car is like an escape. So that's where I listen to all my tunes, but it's a mood setter. When I was a kid and I lived away from home, I used to wake up in the morning. My parents bought me this Kenwood stereo system. It was one of those bookshelf stereo systems that I had.
Yeah.
For my billets houses, and I just every morning hit play on the disc, and boom, just always had music going. Shower, music, get out, dry off, get ready for school, throw on the deodorant, little cologne, and head to school. But listen, we got to get out of here today. Thanks for the cooperation, Riff, and figuring all this out. But tomorrow, you want to mention what's going on tomorrow on the show?
Absolutely. Obviously, we will be, hopefully, we're gonna try and get Brandon Biro, the new player signed from Penn State. It would be nice if we could probably get him in the next day or so, just to have a quick chat with him. Asking a lot of people about what type of player he is, and there's a lot of really good things said about the way this young man plays the game. Very, very skilled. So, Elliot Freeman, 11 o'clock.
Okay. Listen, enjoy the rest of your day.
If you need me, buddy, just give me a call.
Just so we're clear, we're good for communication today. We'll check in tomorrow at 8:30. I've had enough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.